All the major religions have a concept of heaven and hell, but each differs from the others in one or more ways. The Judaic term for hell is Sheol, but it is more of a dark place where the body and soul reside, almost as in a holding place until the world ends and the judgment day commences. At the time of judgment, good souls will go to heaven. In the religion of Islam, Jahannam is their term for hell, and Jannah is their term for paradise or heaven. The judgment day is referred to as Qiyamah, which Allah can enact at any time. Muslims believe that souls that go to Jahannam, hell, reside there only for a certain time, depending upon the gravity of their bad deeds. They also believe in a savior called the Mahdi, who will come and, with Jesus Christ, help to defeat the Ad-Bazjal, their term for a type of antichrist. The Hindu term for hell is Naraka, but it is more a state of demotion for the soul. The soul becomes lower in spirituality and advancement if bad deeds are done, and then karma will be enacted, and they will live their next life in a lower class or form. The Hindu word for heaven is Svarga, which again is a state of advancement for the soul, and the soul no longer has to reincarnate. Then we have Dante's Inferno in the Divine Comedy coming along that gives us the 9 degrees of hell. This book was widely read and used by the church to be an adjunct to the Bible. Missionaries historically would use the fear of hell to convert people of other lands or those who had strayed. Hell became a much more powerful tool than heaven or God or Christ, for it converted the uneducated masses with the promise of eternal damnation if they didn't join the church. The church, becoming alarmed that this was too harsh, decided to implement purgatory. This gave people a stepping stone to wait upon, rather than having no other option than to go directly to hell. The church also implemented limbo for unbaptized babies or people who were not sanctified by being baptized. Nowhere in the Bible do you read about purgatory or limbo, and neither the early Bible nor even the Judaic scrolls ever mention hell. Now, with that in mind, we get back to this unknown John who has a dream. And because it fit into the fear theme of what the early church and its popes put forth, they put it into the Bible, not realizing that someday the people would become more literate in the world and figure out that the book of Revelation was a symbolic treatment of the politics of the day. Many educated people who read it came away with the very real thought that this author John was absolutely insane and surely needed help. If we look at the Bible as somewhat historical, all these books written at different times in different places were really a potpourri of stories and legends and traditions, and all finally ended up put together in a volume of controversy and many inconsistencies. Almost all the books in the Bible are written with a different style, signifying different authors, and since no one knows who wrote these books, there is a lot of conjecture about them and whether or not they were highly edited. The first 5 scrolls of the Judaic Bible, known as the Torah, which are also the first 5 books of the Old Testament, seem to be the most intact and unedited. They were reputedly written by Moses, or at least dictated to some scribe writing down his words.